Follow me. In my office, yes. Close the door and sit down. Do you know why I called you here? No, this has nothing to do with your job performance. This is about something else. I noticed you aren't wearing your collar this morning. Is there a particular reason for it? You forgot. Are you sure? Because for some reason, I don't believe that. But I do have a theory. You want to hear it? My theory, pet, is that you did this on purpose. I gave you that collar 6 months ago, and not a single day has passed by in which you forgot to wear it. I think you knew I was going to notice and that I was going to take action. Actually, I'm pretty sure that's what you hoped for. Look at me when I'm talking to you, pet. So, am I wrong, or is this your desperate attempt to call for my attention? I knew it. Well, in that case, congratulations. You just got yourself a punishment. And I think that here, in my locker, I've got just the right tool for it. Yes, here it is. A nice, long, wooden cane. Look at it, pet. It's the one I use for special occasions, remember? It may seem thin, but I can assure you, if used properly, this thing can cause excruciating pain. Well, you're right to be scared. But don't worry. I'm not going to hit you too hard. Just hard enough to make sure you don't forget any of my rules ever again. Now get up. Pull down your pants and put your hands on my desk. Don't make me repeat myself, pet. You've already tested my patience enough today. Pull down your underwear too. Good. Do you remember your safe word? Okay. Use it if this gets too much. Now, spread your legs and hold on to my desk. Eyes straight forward. That's it. Do you feel it, pet? Do you feel the cane brushing along your butt cheeks against your bare skin? I want you to dread the feeling, not knowing when the first strike is going to hit, where or how hard. It could be any moment now. And there goes the first one. Pretty light, in my opinion. Can you take another one? Okay. I'm not going to strike you in the same place. We're not aiming at creating permanent damage. But expect me to increase force at each one. Oh, that one hurt, didn't it? Thighs are such a sensitive spot. But you're doing good, pet. Get ready for another one. No, I know. I'm putting more force into it now. Well, it's supposed to sting like hell. How else are you going to learn your lesson then? Keep your mouth shut and just take it, pet. You knew this was going to happen. There's nothing that brings out my sadistic side more than a pet who purposefully disobeys their mistress's rules. And if you haven't learned that yet, I'm going to make sure you learn today. That's it. Whimper for me. I'm going to turn you into an obedient, perfect little pet. No, we're not even close to being done yet. Keep still. I said, keep still, pet. Well, you better try harder. That's it. No, there. Look at that. Perfect, straight red lines just across your butt cheeks and thighs. How beautiful. You know, I might get used to using you as a perfect canvas. I like hearing you cry and whimper for me. What? What was that? Oh, you're sorry. I bet you are. But that doesn't mean anything to me, pet. You see, if there's one thing I can hardly tolerate, it's disrespect. And when you do something like that, when you decide to not wear the collar I gave you just to make a statement, I find it to be highly disrespectful, almost like an insult to my commitment to you. Needless to say, I expect so much better from my submissive. So from now on, not only do I expect, but I demand for you to be on your very best behavior. Is that clear? Answer me. Good. I'm glad we understand each other. Now, step away from the desk and get on your knees. What a sad little pet. So weak and defeated. Let me wipe those tears off your face. Look up at me now. I'm going to give you a chance to make it up to me for your bad behavior today, okay? Okay. So this is what is going to happen. I'm going to sit on the desk, and you're going to crawl in between my legs. And then I'm going to let you lick my pussy. Don't get too excited, pet. I haven't told you the best part yet. As you do it, you're going to stick out your ass, and I'm going to keep striking you. Yes. Come on. Crawl over here. That's it. And put your face in between my legs. There. Now, tell me, have you been missing your mistress's pussy, pet? Is that why you've been acting this way, Then go on. Start licking. Yes, that's good. Show me how much you missed it. Yes, that's it. I'm starting to see my good pet again. But don't try to hide that ass from me. Stick it out. I know you don't want to, but I don't care. Just do it, pet. I told you I was going to keep hitting you, didn't I? Oh, and I love to feel your whimpers on my pussy every time my cane touches your body. Just keep in mind that the faster you make me come, the faster it's going to be over. So if I were you, instead of wasting time whining, I'd get to licking. Yes, look at you. Lapping your tongue up and down like a good pet. Does this pussy taste good? Oh, I know you love it. Even if you're getting hit, you still love it, don't you? Getting so eager and desperate at each strike. Yeah, let me put this other hand over your head. Keep you there. I want you to know who's in control, pet. That's right. It's me. It's always been me. Learn where your place is. Right there on your knees, pleasuring your mistress, pushing that tongue deep inside me. Oh, fuck, it feels good. Keep going, pet. Yes. Make me feel that needy tongue. Make me come, pet. Come on. Yes. Make me come all over your mouth. Lick harder. Come on. I said harder. Yes. Oh, yes. That's good. I'm almost there. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Good pet. Fuck. Fuck. Good pet, good pet. Now, get up. Get up. And how do you feel? Well, that's to be expected. It's probably going to hurt for a while, but you took it very well. And I've got some soothing lotion in my drawer in case you need it. I want you to understand something, though. This is not a game for me, Bert. I care about you. I always care about you. And I know I haven't been paying much attention to you lately, ever since the workload has temporarily increased within the company. These last weeks have been nothing but chaotic. And that's why I haven't called you into my office as much. I understand now that this may have caused you to become insecure and consequently seek out my attention by acting out a bit instead of talking. But this is not a good enough reason to disobey my rules like that. I want you to do better next time. Yes, I know you. And about that collar, forget to wear it one more time, and I'll take it away forever. Do you understand? Okay, good. Now off you go. I'll drive you home later tonight, and we're going to talk about what happened here today. No, pet, no. I just want to make sure that you're okay, and also, I can't wait to see you squirm in the passenger seat. Now go. I'll see you in a bit.